this contract that Randy got? Surprised at that?
No, not at all. I think from the beginning, regardless of what Randy said, the constant was you had an owner who said that he's not going anywhere. I'm not going to trade him. There's no deal out there that would make me think about trading him. He's going to be with the Vikings. So you know they're going to. And with the way the collective bargaining agreement is, with them being able to franchise him, there's no way he could go anywhere. He really didn't want to go anywhere either because he loves Minnesota, playing with Dante. So you knew they'd work it out over time.
I originally voiced concerns about giving Randy Moss all that money because of some of the personality traits that came out this past year on and off the field.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily things happen, so it's not as if I can say, okay, nothing happened. Yeah, something did happen, but you're still talking about a very young kid who was very, very talented. I think in a couple of those cases, he realized he did make mistakes. I think sometimes certain things can be blown out of proportion, but you're also talking about, you know, the water incident. He was 22 at the time. You know, he's still very, very young. You know, he's only 24 right now. So, you know, I never want to make excuses for anyone. You know, could he conduct himself a little bit better than he has? He probably could, but he's a tremendous athlete. He's got a real good heart. He's got great intentions. Was he upset after losing the NFC Championship game? Yeah, he's been there 2 out of 3 years. I mean, he didn't know anything else but winning, and he's trying to get the team over the hump. And it's hard to do an interview after the game because you still have a lot of emotion, a lot of frustration. And it's really hard to be able to frame your words in the right sense that people really be able to understand. I understood exactly what he was saying.